Welcome to Castle Country Focus. This is your host, Dylan Fielding. Today we are talking to Christine Watkins, representative from District 69. Chris, welcome to Castle Country Focus.
Well, thank you. It's a rainy morning up here. I don't know what it's like at home, but it's kind of dreary. Obviously, I'm not in every committee, so I can't tell you everything that's going on that way. But we did have a bill in Natural Resources the other day. It was actually a concurrent resolution by Representative Hawks, and it deals with the Volkswagen lawsuit. And people are aware they did some things that weren't very honest with some of their vehicles and the emissions and stuff. So there's actually a lawsuit that the state is going to file, and I think it was worth about $32 million to the state of Utah. But we actually have to go through a process to apply for that money. And so one of the provisions is that people who bought those cars can still drive them. Isn't that funny that you have to do that? They'll still be allowed to be licensed and, you know, just go through that process. But this will give us some money to do some other things with in the state. So it was interesting that we actually have to go through and get a resolution to say, yes, we're going to go after this money to help compensate for their fraudulent activities. So that, like I said, that was part of it, is that we're not going to take the cars away or make them do something drastic. It was not the people who bought the cars thought they were doing the right thing, and they were. It was the company that was not up and up about that. So, but that can bring in $32 million, and even though we're doing well, we know we don't have a lot of extra money, and so that's going to be really, really nice. Just to let people know, of course, I was not elected until November. And so it's kind of hard to come in as a new rep and be dealing with a lot of the issues as far as bills. I did file a couple of bills. One dealt with search and rescue and found out that it had already been dealt with a couple of years ago. It just hasn't been enacted. And I was dealing one with grandparents' rights. Had another bill by another representative that could have accomplished what I wanted. But then he came to me, and I had spoken with him, and he said, I've been told that this bill has some real legal issues. So we just ended up having to drop that. And then I'm in the process of dealing with one about traumatic brain injury and what it does to people and how they interact with all sorts of different agencies. And so I'm still meeting with people, but I'm finding out there might be already something that's in the works for that. So I may not be doing any bills, but that's okay. I'm working hard on committees. And if any of my constituents have issues, they just need to let me know, and we'll start working on them. Can't do much this year, but, you know, we certainly can for next year.
I noticed in the ETV 10 newspaper, you had a half a page survey to your constituents asking various questions.
I do. We had a few logistical problems, technical things I don't deal with the monkey survey, and we think we've got everything fixed, but just so people know, they have to put in the address exactly like it is in the newspaper. But I've even had people cut it out and hand it to me. I went in Sunday morning very early and met with a group of gentlemen who have coffee early in the morning, and we talked. They filled out the surveys, and I will tell you, the interesting thing is the one thing that so many people have a great deal of interest in is daylight savings time. And I thought, wow, who knew? So we do have a representative with a bill dealing with that, but he's kind of getting some pushback, so we'll see whether anything comes from that. But I do want to hear from people. It was interesting, like on Sunday, a lot of the things that these gentlemen were very interested in were things that I was, and were pretty much sitting on the same side of the fence that I was. So, and then, of course, this Saturday, we'll be meeting with people at USU Eastern. Everyone's invited. It's being sponsored by the Republican Party, but certainly anyone who wants to come and meet with us and listen to us, please come, 9 o'clock.
And there'll Saturday be morning. Dave Hinkins, our senator, will also be there. Is that right?
Yes, yes, because the Senate side's very different from the House side. And so he can bring in a whole different perspective than what I do.
I noticed the representative is doing a comprehensive alcohol reform bill. Have you been approached by that or know anything about it?
I don't. I have not been approached. And I know that they talked about doing away with the Iron Curtain, and then, or not Iron Curtain, Zion Curtain. Well, that's a throwback.
It's, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. But then the Senate president weighed in and said, nah, I don't think we're going to do that this year, and that pretty much killed it. So I was kind of disappointed because I'm not crazy about the Zion Curtain, but so I have not heard about a comprehensive alcohol reform, so can't address that. I haven't even read about it, so I'm not up to speed on that one. But I do want to say, yesterday I went to the Manufacturing Association's luncheon. They invited all the legislators. Most of us went. And so we're assigned to tables, and it was so interesting. I've never had this happen before. As I'm talking to the people at the table, they said, "We specifically requested you." And I said, "Wow, well, how cool is that?" And they said, "We are offering something that we think is valuable to people in your area." And they work through the University of Utah, and they work with manufacturing companies to help them expand their company with other products or different customers. And so there's a small fee that whatever the cost is, the company pays a third of, but there's other money that's available to help pay for that. And they'll come in and they'll look at a company, and they know other resources for this company. Oh, look, you could do this. You could bring this in. These people are looking for a company to manufacture this for them. And especially where a lot of our manufacturing companies may not have the business they had with the coal industry, they can still stay viable because these people will come down and help them. And so it was just so interesting to talk to them and know what they could offer people. So I'm just going to say the website is just, you know, the www, but it's mep.utah.edu. And that puts you into their website and how to contact them. And I was pretty excited because this could prove to be valuable for some of our companies in our area.
The MEP, Manufacturing Extension Partnership, is a tremendous asset for manufacturers. Great resource for our area. It really is. And they're great people to visit and to get to know.
They are a valuable resource for us. And I'm hoping that the people will either, you know, will contact us or them to take advantage of it.
Well, Chris, I know you've got committee meetings to go to, so we'll let you go. And thank you for talking with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you.